Welcome again to Flat English on 87FM Radio Mix Kyoto, brought to you by Flat Agency. On Flat English, we don't learn English, we live it. I'm your host, Alan, along with my assistant, Asuka. Hello there, Asuka.
Hello, everybody. 皆さん、こんにちは。フラットイングリッシュの時間です。この番組はフラットエージェンシーの協力でお送りしています。
Indeed. Couldn't have said it better myself. I couldn't have said it myself, actually. All right. So, Asuka, how was your week?
It's been brilliant. It's been busy, as maybe everybody has, but...
'Tis the season.
Mm-hmm.
The hour approaches Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So this has nothing to do with Christmas, but let's talk about our keyword, air.
では早速ですが、今週のキーワードは air です。
A-I-R, right. So let's start with the first one. Everyone knows air is what we humans all need to breathe.
一つ目はもちろんご存知の方多いと思いますけれども、空気という意味ですね。空気や大気。私たちが息をして生きてるやつです。
That's right. Fish don't need it though.
Not so much.
No. Fish don't want it.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Air is to fish like water is to man, right?
Mm.
Okay. So, but there is an expression. Give me some air. Give me some air. And this means give me some room. Don't stand so close to me.
この空気というエアを使った言い回しなんですけれども、結構いろいろあって、一つ目の例文としては、Give me some air。そのまんまだと、私に空気をくださいとなりますが、意味合いとしては、ちょっと近づきすぎないでとか、ちょっと待って、落ち着いて、落ち着きたいんだ、ちょっとスペースちょうだいみたいな言い方になります。
Like on the train?
そうですね。日本だとね、満員電車などだとちょっとそういう気分になりますよね。Oh, give me some air. 、
Do you ever feel that on the train, or are you used to it?
Not so much in Kyoto, since I don't take trains much in my everyday life. But when I used to live in Tokyo, yes, every morning and night, I'm like,
It's terrible. Yeah, even in Kyoto, sometimes I feel like I can't breathe.
そうですね。日本の満員電車はすごい、すごい満員ですものね。すごい満員以外言葉が思いつかない。なかなか他では見ないほどの、密度というか、みんなくっついて電車に乗りますものね。
Absolutely.
はい。そんな時にちょっと、Give me some air と心の中で言ってみてください。
Yeah, give me some air, people.
みんな思ってるけど。
Open the door a little bit or something.
Mm.
Okay, the next one is, this one's pretty funny. This is a word, airhead. Airhead.
Mm-hmm. 二つ目は airhead. ちょっと面白いやつだよとアレンさん言ってますけれども。
Yes.
Airhead. What does that mean?
Airhead is a person who is not very smart. So, and the meaning is you can imagine...Is the idea is there is no brain in here, just air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yes.
想像つく方いらっしゃるかと思いますが、airhead そのまんまですね。頭の中がちょっと空っぽじゃないかな。ちょっとこうあまり賢くないかもしれない時にこう表現する言い回しですね。
Yeah. Yeah, maybe even is it 賢くよくない? Is that right?
賢い is smart, so 賢くない would be not so smart.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm learning. 頭がいいand 賢い, I don't know the difference. Okay. So anyways, so yes, an example sentence. Holly put a soup can in the microwave. She's such an airhead. Holly put a soup can in the microwave. She's such an airhead.
Okay, 例文としてはですね、ホリーがスープを缶ごと電子レンジに入れちゃったよ。ああ、ちょっとホリー、頭大丈夫かなという例文ですけれども、ね、缶ごと蓋したままマイクロウェーブ電子レンジに入れたらすごいことになりますよね。はい。
Yeah. I saw episode Ranma 2分の1, Ranma 1/2. Akane did this with an egg. Or a bunch of eggs. She put a bunch of eggs in the microwave and...
卵までなんか卵を電子レンジに放り込んでしまったシーンを思い出したということなんですけれども、それはそれで。What does happen?
It exploded.
Okay, of course.
And the subtitle said, Airhead?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.、Mm-hmm. そこであの卵がもちろん爆発するわけですけれども、そこで出たあのサブタイトル、字幕、mm. が Airhead だったということで。
Yeah, Ron must have said to Akane. Yeah, so it works, yeah. Okay, another one. This is a bit advanced, okay? For advanced English speakers.
Okay, 次のものはちょっと難しいので、アドバンス、コースかな、
mm-hmm. はい。A little bit. So, this is an expression, air one's dirty laundry. To air one's dirty laundry. This means to talk about private things in public.
なるほど、そういう使い方になるんですね。Air one's dirty laundry. Dirty というのは汚れたとかちょっと、そうですね、汚れたもののことを dirty で、 laundry は洗濯物のことを言います。なので Air one's dirty laundry、これは個人的なこと、ちょっとすごいプライベートなことをあのそぐわない場所で暴露してしまった時とかに使う感じですね。
Yeah, this happens a lot, doesn't itIf you're famous, it's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. そうですね。あの、有名人とかちょっとセレブリティのような人たちが何かをこうちょっとやってしまった時にありますよね。
Yeah, too much. I don't even care. I don't want to hear it anymore. It's, yeah. So, yes, we have an example. The famous actress aired her dirty laundry on TV last night. The famous actress aired her dirty laundry on TV last night.
はい、例文ですけれども、有名な女優さんが昨日の夜テレビでちょっとやらかしてしまった、あの air her dirty laundry、 ここで出てきますね。ちょっときっとあのなんかこぼしてしまったんでしょうね。
Yeah.
たまに見かけますよね。 Yes, there are a lot of that on TV.
Do you think they like to do it or no?
Maybe sometimes, why not?
Yeah, maybe some of them, yeah.
Get more attention, doesn't matter what sort.
All is good, right? All attention. And finally, our last one here before our break will be dancing on air. Dancing on air means feeling so happy.
こちらはすごいいい例文。I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty too.
Yeah.
4つ目になりますけれども、Dancing on air、ダンスはもちろん踊るという意味で、 on air、 空中で踊るっていう表現になりますが、何かに対してとってもとっても嬉しかったり幸せだったりするときにこうウキウキした感じを表現するのに、mm-hmm. Dancing on air 使います。
Exactly. Example: Tomoko just got a new job. She's dancing on air. Tomoko just got a new job. She's dancing on air.
トモコさんが新しい仕事についてとっても幸せそう。She is dancing on air.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want something that I feel like dancing on air.
We all、oh, do.
Yeah.
I think so. Maybe this will do it.
Okay.
The Hollies talking.
北大路堀川にあるおしゃれなお店の看板、フラットエージェンシー。
音楽の記号、フラットと同じだね。フラットエージェンシーを直訳するとイギリスではアパート紹介所という意味なんだ。
学生の理想の住まいの紹介や外国人留学生の支援、京町屋の再生、そして新しいお店が続々とオープンしている新大宮商店街の活性にと、フラットエージェンシーは京都の街づくりに挑戦しています。
We're having a zoku zoku good time here. Welcome. I don't even know what it means, but I like itI like using words like that. Welcome back to Flat English here on 87FM, Radio Mix Kyoto, brought to you by Flat Agency. I am your host, Alan, along with my assistant in crime, Asuka. What's up, Asuka? How are you?
Good, good. Very good. We are on air right now.
I think we are, yes.
It's
scary.
Isn't it? But
scary,
exciting.
But true. Yes. So our key word this week is air. We just heard...The Air That I Breathe by the Hollies there. Did you like that song?
That was pretty, yeah.
It's a nice song, yeah. It's kind of Beatles light.
Ah, そうですね。
The Hollies. Yeah, the kind of a Beatles, Beatles type band. Very good band. Yeah. So we're going to review Air. So first of all, air is, as we all know, that thing we breathe. What all humans breathe, air.
では復習していきましょう。今週のキーワード、air。一つ目はもちろん皆さんご存知の空気、大気、酸素にもなるかな。はい、空気ですね。
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
これなしじゃ生きていけない。
Yeah, except for fish, as we said.
Fish. そうですね。お魚さんはそうでもないかも。
And amphibians?What、yeah? is that? Amphibian? What is
oh,
that?
Oh, not sure.、
Like a frog or...
両生類
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need...
Do they not breathe?
Yeah, they、
Don't、
need
they
both.
Have... Ah, そっかそっか
Yeah, they need air and water.、
Mm.
Well, so do we.
Oh, tricky.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. that will be for the, science. Flat science.
そうですね。
We'll cover that. In. Okay.、next word is airhead.We all know this one back in the States with all the blonde jokes. Airhead means a person who is not very smart.
はい、2つ目、airhead。なんかこれどうやって使ったらいいかわかんないですけど、多分自分のことを笑うときに使えるかな。
Yeah, sometimes.
I feel like that sometimes
Me too.
or quite often.
we can all be this way, yeah.
はい、意味はですね、ちょっと賢くない、どじっちゃったとか、間抜けなことをしたときに、エアヘッド。要は、ちょっと今、脳みそがお留守かもというような感じですね。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yes, because there is no brain, just air.
うん、頭の中にそう、mm-hmm. 脳みそじゃなくて空気しかないやっていうようなときに、ご自分のジョークで使ってみるのはありですね。うん、私もたまにこういう気分になることあります。
Yeah, me too. A little while ago, in fact. Yeah. so, okay. So, yes, if you do something silly or someone does something silly, you can say, What an airhead! What an airhead!
What an airhead! Yeah, I would be saying that to myself a lot. なんかちょっとどじっちゃったり、そうですね、そそっかしいことをしてしまった時に、What an airhead!
Yeah, yeah. So, next one we have for our advanced listeners, advanced English. This one is to air one's dirty laundry. Air one's dirty laundry.
はい、こちらはちょっと難しいやつですけれども、ちょっと個人的な場違いなことをパブリックの場所で、言ってしまったり、やってしまったときに、汚れた衣服を散らかしてしまったような意味合いで、やらかしちゃった。
Yeah, right. So, did I say the meaning?
Yes.
I'm being an airhead now. Okay.
そういう風に使うらしいですよ。I've been an airhead.
Airhead, yeah. I'm such an airhead. Yeah, this is, of course, talking about private things in public, right?
So, yeah. そうですね。場違いなことをしでかしてしまった時に、air one's dirty laundry. So, one's 誰かのという意味なので、I have aired my dirty laundry last week.
Yeah.
してないですけどね。
Yeah, it's a bad thing. Yeah, so yeah, we always have famous people airing their dirty laundry, right?
そうですね。主にやっぱり有名人ですとか芸能人が何かこうパブリックでやってしまったものを表現するのに使ったりします。
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. We Asuka and I were talking. Maybe on purpose they do this.Right? Maybe not such an accident.
ねえ、どうかわからないですけど、たまにもしかしたらゴシップなんかをね、見かけると、あれ、わざとこれを有名にお話を話題を盛り上げてるのかななんていうこともあったりしますが。
Because it always seems like when it's happening, there's also a movie that they just made or a book that they just wrote, and yeah.
何かしらこう事件といいますかゴシップが明るみに出るときはその方が例えばね女優さんとかが出演してる映画や舞台がこうちょうど公開されてるときだったりもしますのでその辺はね You get to choose when to Yeah
Yeah, must be nice Yeah, we're always ashamed they're not, right? They make more money when bad things happen, it's great Okay, next, last oneDancing on air. This is Asuka's favorite one. Dancing on air means to feel so very happy.
はい、最後ですけれども、これ私が一番好きなやつですね、今日。 Dancing on air。 すごい浮き足立ってしまうようなとても嬉しいことがあるときに使います。 Dancing on air。
Dancing on air。 Is this zoku zoku or is that something else?
Zoku zoku can be something comes out one after another。Or zoku zoku is a feeling that yes, your heart's jumping, kind of zoku zoku.
Well, that's all. We're going to have to jump. Asuka and I will dance out of here. This has been Flat English, brought to you by Flat Agency here on 87FM Radio Mix Kyoto. Thank you, Asuka.
Thank you, Alan-san.
Bye-bye.
See you next week.